B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
We are being recorded now. Okay, we need your weekly doctor appointment.
Oh,
you had
no.
It yesterday.
Yeah, it did happen yesterday. And my last one will happen next week on next Thursday. So yesterday I had one of those stress tests.
Mm-hmm,
did you ever get that done?
Yes. Old lady mama here had those stress tests. Let's see. Every week for 5 weeks, I think.
What? And they're 15, 20 minutes long, and they're super boring,
yes.
But it's important. And
but
then,
you drink your little juice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get the baby moving.
Yep.
And so I was laying there, and what they do is, you know, they expose the belly and they wrap you up in two or three straps so they can monitor the baby's heartbeat and then movement. And so you're laying there, and you're, of course, like I said, it's kind of boring, but to see it all printed out on a piece of paper, she showed me that I had two contractions while I was in there.
I know. You're close.
I was like,
so they weren't Braxton Hicks. They were like real contractions. I don't know.
That's what she said.
Okay.
She said that they were contractions.
Okay.
And I felt them, but they were kind of like not as detrimental as the other ones are going to be.
Now the second time around, you know what. Yes. Contractions start to feel like.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know what a real contraction is. That was nothing compared to the real thing. So that, yeah, the baby's happy, healthy. She said couldn't look any better on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Measured me and then also measured my cervix.
Uh-huh.
That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's not fun.
What is that about? Like, can you guys figure out if I'm how long or how big I am dilated without having to do that?
Right. So how dilated are you?
I'm 1 centimeter.
Oh, okay. So you're getting ready.
I am. Ooh, my body is naturally just kind of progressing.
So I really do need to get your shower gift to you next Tuesday.
Please don't feel like you need to give anything, but that's so sweet that you said that. So she said that by the end of my doctor's appointment, that if next week I'm 2 to 3 centimeters dilated, then I can just
come in.
Yeah, I just go in that day around 7 or 8 in the morning, and then we'll start the process. If I'm still 1, then I need to go in at midnight. And then that's when they are going to go ahead and
with
give
the
me
pellets?
The stuff. Yes, and I asked about that, and she was like, yes, let's do that.
Yeah, that will be, you'll be good to go, I promise you. And so this is weird. I just have to bring this up. I remember my first baby, I didn't have this. Maybe the epidural worked better. Mm-hmm. But my second baby, I was like, my contractions are in my butt. It's like they numbed me for the upper part, but I could still feel them. I'm like, why can I still feel this? This is weird.
Yeah.
So your experience could be completely different this go around.
You know, and it depends on where they put the epidural as well. And they obviously that you have to be super careful because it goes right into your spine. So when you have a contraction, it's not only in the front. In the lower.
Yeah,
but it's
I had
also
booty
in
contractions.
In your back. And if they numbed your back, then I bet you that's why you felt it down there in your ass.
I just remember saying, guys, this is weird.
Yeah.
My doctor's in there and Doug's in there. Guys, this feels weird. My butt's contracting.
Does it mean it's going to get bigger? Because then maybe I'm okay with that.
So do you have all of your stuff, everything you need for the baby at this point?
Yeah, I kind of do now. So I spent the last 2 weeks not only cleaning, taking everything down from the attic and the garage, but also washing everything with a newborn cleansing. What is that called? Dreft?
I always say deft, but it's actually dreft.
Is it dreft?
And we just call it deft now at our house.
Okay.
We say, hey, did you get the deft?
Well, if you don't know that you have to wash newborn clothes, you can't just use Tide.
No, you can't.
It's too many chemicals in it, and they might have a skin issue. So anyway, there's newborn actual detergent or detergent.
It smells really good, too.
It does. So everything is clean. Everything is organized.
That feels
so
good.
Everything is
laid out. Take a picture for it and send it to me.
Yeah, no, I will most certainly. And what I did was, I put the pack and play in my bedroom. And so if that's the changing station right there, do you have a pack and play?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So there's a changing station there. And then the pack and play is also like a crib. So it's attached to it. And all the newborn clothes and everything is laid out perfectly. Swaddles, blankets, diapers are in there. So everything is organized. That way two in the morning,
you don't have to think about it.
Yes.
And it is so good to have. So you have the pack and play in your bedroom.
It is. And that's the changing station. I just picked up my Snoo, the bassinet, yesterday.
So the Snoo is amazing. It will give you good sleep sooner than you could ever imagine.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
Any questions? Any snoo questions?
Oh, I'm going to be calling and texting you like nonstop because it just got dropped off yesterday and I just downloaded the app and I have to connect it. Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it comes with an app and you can start it on your phone. Mm-hmm. And if the baby wakes up in the middle of the night, it'll automatically turn on. And what this bassinet does is it kind of resembles the mother's body in movement when the baby is supposed to be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's great about it.
And now this is what I do notice with Daviana, that it wasn't like this with Evelyn Jade. If she is, and I've told you, she's a fussy baby. If she's crying during the day, she's great at night, great sleeper at night because of the snoo. If she's crying during the day, the one thing that will calm her down is when I get that white noise.
Okay.
I click the white noise sound on my phone with the baby. I'll send it to you. It's a baby in a moon.
Yes.
As soon as I play that, she goes like this.
Oh, wow. She's looking around.
And then she starts to calm down and she'll even close her. I mean, that white noise. And I think it's because she's in the snoo every night and it plays white noise the entire night.
Do you nap? Do you let her nap in the snoo?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Because I saw it's like 50-50. Some do, some don't.
She's not a good napper.
Okay.
And it's probably because she's so used to taking those deep sleeps in the snoo at night. And so it's different. The only time she takes a good nap. So she's now down to, she's 5 months old, and she now does either 3 to 4 naps a day.
Okay.
And if she does 4, they're super cat nappy.
Yeah.
And then she's fussy the whole day, and that's not good. But when we can get her to do her longer naps, you know, she'll do one in the morning, and then she'll do one when I get home from work. If I sleep with her,
right,
she will sleep for an hour and a half with me.
Aww.
So in other words, the snoo is great, but now I've got to...
Yeah.
Do other things to, you know, if you think about it, makes sense. The snoo provides them with it's all about your senses.
Yes.
So the snoo provides them with the sound of the womb, the shake, shake, shake movement as you're bopping your head there of how they would be jostled around when you walk around. Because she's sleeping. Your daughter's sleeping during the day right now.
Yeah.
Because they like the movement. And then, you know, so you almost have to say, all right, what can I do to enhance their sleep time when they're out of the snoo? Well, smelling their mom is good. So I think that's why she, and then I also put it on her side because I know, I know you're not supposed to co-sleep, but she's 5 months old now. And it's like a light little, hour nap.
I saw around 5, 6, 7 months, a lot of mothers will take the baby, they'll graduate from the snoo and then it's crib time. Are you ready for that?
No, not at all. No, she's like, you don't want to do anything to upset the apple cart.
I know.
She sleeps good.
I've read that a ton of moms thought that they were going to have an issue, but they didn't. They didn't.
Oh,
and it
good.
Just was like an easy transition. Whether you have one of the snooze that we're talking about or just a regular bassinet. I have a Mamaroo that my first daughter just did not love, but I still have it. I have everything out in case this baby doesn't like this thing. We're moving to this to make sure that something works so I can get some rest.
And it's so much fun because your preferences, Aubrey's preferences, will come back to you like, oh, I remember she was a morning child or she was happy when she woke up.
Yeah.
Daviana has the biggest smile on her face when we wake her up. That's the happy baby snoo thing. But she's fussy as you know, at other times. So you'll start to see all these preferences in new baby girl. And I know the name. Are we allowed to say it?
You can, yes.
Olivia. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is exciting.
So she will just have her own personality and her own thing she likes. Something I encountered, I have to talk to you about, the other day. So I realized, Evelyn Jade, we took her everywhere.
Yeah.
We took her to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was an outdoor bar, but we took her
like one of those
baby in a bar
where you can take exactly. Mm-hmm.
It was like a St. Patty's
and
Day festival.
Why wouldn't you?
we took her everywhere, and at the you're in that first baby glow of you don't realize other people don't even want your kid around,
right.
But you don't care because you're just so
you're
happy
like,
and
I just
in
need
love.
A drink and be social for a second
and have my baby. Yeah, and so she is very comfortable. Think about this: I'd go to the mall. I see someone I barely knew, and they'd be like, oh, your baby's so cute. Can I hold her? Sure, here you go. Well, with Daviana, she has not left our house.
Okay.
She hasn't gone anywhere.
So not as socialized.
No, not at all.
But she's still so young. She doesn't know.
I know, but I'm telling you, we were aggressive with baby number one, and now I'm seeing the ramifications in her personality. I took her to my sister's the other day.
Yeah.
She woke up from a nap there, got scared. Cried and cried and
cried. A
little
bit more shy.
Because it was a new environment.
Right.
And she was scared.
Right.
And then I took her to a friend's house, Aubrey, my friend Aubrey, to see her daughter for her birthday. Cried and cried. Like, she's only around certain people because of this pandemic. And it's affecting her personality.
Well, that can change over mm-hmm. time, obviously.
Yes.
It sucks because you're seeing that and you're comparing the two.
Mm-hmm.
But she could have been like this whether you're taking her out anyway.
Maybe so.
So you got to remember that. Also, you know what? A lot of moms keep their kids home for like the first 6 months.
I know.
And it'll take them anywhere I know. Whatsoever. I was very much like that with my daughter, my first daughter. And, you know, if I was at home for like a month or two. And then after
right.
that, I was like, we got to go to Target. I
yes.
got to go to Panera. Or I need to go out. I need to go do something.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and
yeah.
remember that first trip that you took? And
yes.
it was so scary with her?
Yes.
And it won't be like that. It, I know. I know. To lift it. Don't hurt yourself. You're in such great shape, but don't hurt yourself with the car seat because
it's heavy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
All that stuff you forget and then you just kind of wheel it around and next thing you know,
I feel like with Daviana, you're going to eventually, I feel like going out a little bit more
mm-hmm.
because people are starting to mm-hmm. a little bit more nowadays, mm-hmm. which is, in my opinion, a little bit healthy as long as
yes.
you are taking precautions.
But whatever that means, it changes
exactly.
every day.
But also, I feel like that's going to help change because you guys are so social, you and your husband.
Right.
You know, I think that's going to change. But in the beginning, it's hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. My fear, though, and I get where you're coming from, is having like a very shy child. And I know that sounds very immature for me to say out loud. But it
no,
kinda,
it doesn't sound immature because
that's
yes.
the complete opposite of me.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is... He's social, but he's a little bit more of an introvert.
He's
but
a little more reserved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's what makes us work.
Right.
I can't just be with somebody that is mm-hmm. like me every 2 seconds. But anyway, and Aubrey likes attention, too. So if I had a child who was very, very shy, that would be a very difficult adjustment for me. So I totally get where you're coming from. And you're like, how should I? Should I
right.
try lightly?
Right.
Should I force her? Should
mm-hmm.
I not?
I was a shy child.
Okay.
I was very shy. But... It wasn't like I would cry about things or, you know, but that's, she's a baby. I'm sound so mean. Like, come on, get your act together. You're 5 months old.
Grow
come
up
on.
Already.
Go to your Toastmasters class. Do they
you
even
know what I just
anymore?
Read, yeah. though? I didn't know this. Anthony brought it up to me that the baby's hearing, obviously they can hear
uh-huh.
inside the womb.
Oh, yes.
Is it's as loud as a vacuum cleaner. Inside there.
Right. It is. That's
and
true.
And I didn't mm-hmm. realize that because you hear that they can hear your voice.
Have you listened to this new yet?
I haven't.
It's not particularly quiet.
That's what everybody says.
It takes some getting used to.
Yeah.
The first time we plugged it in, I'm like, she's going to sleep in here with us with that noise, that racket going on?
Right. That's I have earplugs. I'll just use one, though, obviously,
yes.
so I can hear her. But still, I'm sure it's going to be an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
How loud is it?
It's louder than you think, but then you get used to it. Like,
okay.
now I would think nothing of it. But when we wake up in the morning and take her out, and which I only get to do on Saturdays and Sundays, if I forget to turn it off, it's annoying. Like, turn that darn thing off.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, 'cause you hear it
noticeable.
All night. Yes.
Yeah. But you do get used to it. Oh, I have some exciting news.
What?
I'm not dying.
Okay.
Well,
okay, well, that's good news. Applause, please.
We are all dying. I realize that, you know, when I really
as we
have
age.
To yes, as I have to go deep into things and calm myself down. But I told you about all the postpartum anxiety I was having.
Yeah, and the tingling.
Yes, I don't know if I told us on air or off air, but I'll to bring everybody up to speed. I was having tingling in my feet.
Yes.
And legs and whatever. So I couldn't figure out why it went away on the weekends.
Okay.
And on the weekends, I felt pretty good. I was like, well, maybe it's the hectic pace of our lives
work
here during the week,
early
whatever.
Mornings.
Yes. And maybe my legs need to rest more overnight than they're getting. No. You know what it was?
What?
I figured it out.
What?
My pants are too tight.
Why?
I either wear, this is my wardrobe during the work week, either skin tight skinny jeans.
Right.
Or yummy tummy.
Yeah. Like yoga pants?
Yoga pants,
yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Right, okay. Well,
but they're maternity.
They're maternity, so they're a little looser. So the yoga, I mean, in other words, they're not purposely trying to cut off your circulation like
oh,
a yummy
I get it,
tummy
but
is.
They can get really tight, and that's
they
what
can.
You feel like was making your legs.
Yes, and then
where
you sometimes cut them. The bottom of my feet.
That's where the end is. That's where the legging
yeah.
probably ended.
Oh, and the top
there.
Of my feet. Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
There's no circulation.
No
for
circulation.
Blood to go down there.
No. And
so you're making your feet go numb.
I'm making my feet go numb by how tight my pants are. And I was super, super aggressive in stuffing myself back into my clothes. And I'm like, oh, look, Roxanne, you can fit in your old pants.
Right.
Not really. Mm-hmm. But I'm stuffing myself in there. And I think that waistline, maybe my sciatica or something, I don't know.
Right.
But something was happening. So I've been wearing loose clothes this whole week. This is so embarrassing.
And are you feeling better now, though?
I feel completely fine.
Okay.
I'm not dying.
Like, my leg is going to fall off and my feet. I need some help. You're just, like, Googling everything.
Everything. I wouldn't stop. I was insane for about 6 weeks. And it was also like that quitting breastfeeding, so you don't have the oxytocin, which makes you feel like you have a tranquilizer, which makes you feel good.
The hormone adjustment afterwards is crazy. And
yes.
your body does do weird things after you're done breastfeeding. So
yes.
I understand why parts of you would go numb. I mean, my fingers were going numb probably like the first 3 months of my pregnancy
or even
before that. And I'm like, why are my fingers numb?
Yeah, all these weird, weird things.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to imagine if you're creating a human, there's some funky things that are going on.
Or
if you just created a human or you're feeding a human with your boobs, all of that stuff is really crazy and something has to pay the price. But I did text you. Well, here's another thing too, is I love this information because I'm like, oh, great. I can help a future postpartum anxiety woman and tell her, no, you're not dying because your feet are tingling, your pants are too tight. And then I'm like, wait a second.
That,
no, I can't. That's
you
not
can't tell somebody that.
You
grow your pants, you look fat. No.
You still have 5 pounds to lose, sweetie. That's what it is. No, you can't. You just have to say you're going to be okay.
But your pants, the way you worded it sounds, I mean, if I would.
If Doug had told me that,
No, not my husband. My husband can't tell me that.
No.
By the way, it's not that. By the way, if any guys are listening, we're aware that we still need to lose the extra 5 pounds, okay? Girlfriends, doesn't matter who you are. You keep telling us we look great. We're the same size. We know you're lying. We appreciate the lies, but we have mirrors, okay? I see my gut is hanging down. We're working on it. Thank you very much. My pants are a little tight.
That was the okay. You want to talk about bodies real quick? Just like what I've gone through, and Bobby Rich, who's down the hall Q105 this morning, he was like, "Doesn't Meredith look so beautiful?" He says that every day about you.
That's so
He's
sweet.
Like, he loves pregnant women. So
yes.
Bobby might have a fetish. Okay, sorry, Bobby, but he talks about that, and it's true. And he said, "Boy, both you and Meredith really, you know, we do like to work out and stay in shape. You're religious about your workouts, and it's boded well for how well you just like." Prance up and down here, cat-like reflexes through
That's
the halls.
It's early in the morning. It's not at night.
right. But I do remember that.
It's totally different story.
You're beat up.
But thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, in the morning I am. I'm just running around,
like
you were.
Yep. And then as the day goes along, I remember that. By the time you get home, you just can't move and can't get out of bed. But the thing that I've had the hardest time with is my midsection.
Yeah.
And it's so upsetting because, and I know this sounds, you know, people have bigger problems in life and, but you know,
but
it's just your personal, right. But this is about me right now. And I want to talk about my body.
Yeah. Tell me about it because I used to call it the squishy belly and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what was going on. And it took a year to a year and a half to finally tighten that area up.
Yes.
Because your body doesn't heal. They say for a year.
I believe it's
longer than that.
I know.
Because then that's when it finally, the skin and the muscles, they started to form back together.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a year or a year and a half for that to finally firm up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Don't beat yourself up. It's hard the middle of it because you're in the middle of that process of that year of your body healing. I totally get it. I was you 100%. But just know everything's going to go back where it was, but just give it some time.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you see these women that just snatch right back.
They have a personal
trainer
or something.
For sure.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic, by the way. Like,
you can
share her or him with me anytime that you want, if anybody's listening. But sometimes they fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but it's just because they're on the
You bounce back too fast.
Right.
In other words.
And then maybe they'll start eating this or that, and then they immediately gain weight. Me, I did the slow process, and I was able to keep it off.
To keep it off.
Everybody's different. But give yourself a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of time.
Right.
You just had a kid. Just had a baby.
And then I think to myself, okay, Roxanne, this 5 pounds that you can't get off, it's been with you for almost a year now.
Right.
Because you gain it the first 5 pounds in the first, you know, 4 months. And then you take all that, especially second baby, and then you've had it with you this whole time.
Yeah.
So you got to take the slow time to take it off too. But
and how long have you been with your husband, Doug?
Since 2009. So 11 years.
Okay. That's almost as long as I've been with Anthony.
Uh-huh.
And when Anthony and I first met, I was a skinny, mini, tiny little
thing.
And then I slowly started gaining just a little bit of weight. Nothing crazy. But he liked a little, because he felt right. like I was actually real mm-hmm. razor thin.
Mm-hmm.
And so with a little bit of extra padding, 5-6 pounds, whatever it was at that time, he actually liked it. So as long as I can get to a roundabout, mm-hmm. I stop stepping on the scale. As long as I can fit in my clothes.
Right.
And right. not make my feet tingle.
Exactly.
No, I'm just joking. But as long as I can fit in my clothes and I feel confident about myself, mm-hmm. give yourself a year and a half and you'll be fantastic.
And then you'll be, yeah, I know. Well, I did tell you the other day, oh, this is Doug calling right now. I'll call you back in a few minutes, okay? Okay. So in any case, what did I text you on Sunday?
You texted me about
5 months. Get to five months.
And then you can actually breathe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this journey is beginning. You have to enjoy the moments.
Yeah.
When you're not too beat up and tired.
Especially because it's
smell
your last
the roses.
Kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My daughter keeps saying, she keeps calling Daviana the little middle. And for the last week, she's been, since I hit that 5 month mark, she says, Mommy, we need another baby.
What?
She goes, we need another baby around here. We need a boy. She said it like a couple times this week.
That's so sweet.
I say, no, honey, that's it.
Yeah, baby girl, that's not happening.
If I didn't have this extra gut,
right.
I might actually get some crazy idea because I'm past the part where it was bad. I'm starting right. to have amnesia about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I know. You forget everything that you go through while you're pregnant. That's why my mom always tells me, she's like, that's why God just makes sure that women go ahead and get pregnant again. He gives you a little amnesia.
Yes.
You forget all the pain and the
struggle.
How awful labor can actually be.
You romanticize it.
Yeah, exactly. And it is. It mm-hmm. is a very romantic thing. But as somebody that's in the middle of it, I'm here to remind you.
I know. You're here. Yes.
I'm here to remind you every day that it is.
It's a struggle.
It's difficult. But I would love it if you got pregnant again.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't want to set any records. I don't want to be a Guinness Book of World
Record. By the way, my
pregnancy.
Feet are tingling right now. I think my pants are
I think mine started too. Mine started too just talking about it.
I'm not joking. These pants you gave me, they were fitting like really well for like a month or two ago. But I put them on this morning. I'm like, you will fit on my thigh.
Okay. Well, you have the countdown a week away, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we're almost there. So hopefully we can catch up next week before you go.
Yes.
And then
that'll be my last one for a little bit.
Yes. And mm-hmm. then we've got 5 months. Like I said, November 1st is
yes.
the day that you'll be like, oh, because I feel like myself again.
Yes. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And then I can't wait to come back in here, start my life back to where it was somewhat, and tell you about the tornado that is.
Yes. Okay. We can't wait.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.